So I have one question right here, and I think our moderators might have some. I'm not sure because I came on. I had a little technical difficulty. But the first one comes from Jake. How can we deal with a specific resentment we have been holding for a long time, even years? I don't even know if my spouse will remember it.
Wow. You know, this just came up in some couples counseling that I was doing this past week, and that was when the male partner didn't even remember something that had happened, but it had been something that has been crushing, absolutely crushing to the female part of that relationship, to the wife. And I think the first question is, you probably are going to have to accept the fact that your husband may not remember, and that the best you can do is to share with him your authentic feelings, talk with him about what your role was in the circumstance, and maybe get some feedback from him about how, if that were to come up again, that you could do it better.
Especially if you believe that that your spouse may not even remember what happened, then you want to really approach it gently, but still clearly, that this happened, how it hurt you, what your feelings are about it, because they don't know. And then when anything is coming along that is even close to that, you're probably getting uptight, stiff, holding back, not being communicative, and they don't know what the situation is. They don't know what was causing it, and they don't know, more importantly, they don't know how to make it better in the future.
And I would tell Jake that next week we're going to be talking about forgiveness, which is, that's part of the presentation we're doing next week. And I would really encourage you to listen in on that, because there's going to have to be some forgiveness that's going to happen here in the story. And there's some very specific steps you can take in forgiving resentments so that you can heal from them and not have them stay like an open wound.
And I want to just add here, in that forgiveness piece, it's forgiving yourself, not just your spouse. We forget how much that a toll it takes on us. And it just sits there like such a heavy weight. And learning how to release that weight becomes so important, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. There's that quote that says something like, resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
I love that quote because it's so, so true.
Yeah, because it eats away at the soul of Jake's, you know, Jake's talking about something in his soul has been eating away for years, I'm sure. And
right.
The partner probably has no idea. And what's going to be really hard, I would also tell Jake, is that the person receiving this feedback, let's say it's been 10 years, just for easy sake of math, they're going to be thinking that for 10 years they were going on this information, and the whole time you were feeling resentful about something. That can also really, really, really create some technical problems, meaning when do you stop talking about it? How do you put a lid on it? How do you not use it for revenge? And again, we're going to talk a lot about that in next week's presentation.
Great. I'm looking forward to next week. So for right now, that is the end of our questions. So take it from here, Dr. Wilford.
All right, then. Well, like I mentioned earlier, you can find us every week at the same time for our next telecall. We're going to be talking about the healing power of forgiveness. That'll be at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard. That's California time. We look forward to sending you our invitation to our next telecall. It should be in your email inbox, just as always. And feel free to forward the email and invite any friends or family members that you think might enjoy it. We often tell people that if you can have your spouse or your partner or your special someone listen with you, it can be very, very healing. And if you know anyone that's dealing with issues of not being able to forgive and not being able to move on, we've got a lot of great information in next week's telecall. So,
I just want to remind you one last thing. You can certainly send in your questions through our Facebook page, and we will try to add them into our discussion next week. And if you have any other questions about even what happened now and put them on our Facebook page, then we will be happy to give you some answer or
give you a response
kind of help explore
kind.
That. Right. If not in this moment, within our future telecalls.
Right. Now, if you're lazy like me and you can't remember how the Facebook.com thing works, just go to your Facebook page under Friends, type in ADHD Specialist for Couples. Guess what? We come right up.
We come right up.
You bet.
And if you have any problem, just drop us a line and we'll send you better instructions. Or our web people will send you better instructions because they're much better than we are.
Absolutely. Far more talented than we'll ever be. So, like
much
you said,
more talented.
Yes, absolutely. We rely on them for many great things. So
yeah, and actually, hold on 1 second. I have to interrupt you guys. We have one more call.
Okay.
Oh, one more
question. Sorry, not a call. So, if, Sarah, if you could take a look.
Okay. This is a great one. It comes from George. Hi, George. How do you drop a resentment, George? How do you drop a resentment when after sharing it with the person involved, they deny it ever happened?
Well, I think Jake
yes,
and George,
George
should have a counseling session together, and then they could go present it to their mates. Because I think Jake's going to be getting a little bit of that George story in a few minutes. Because I think it's really, really true. When the person doesn't even believe it exists, you may want to start by sharing with them. Now, if you've already shared it with them and they say it didn't exist, I always ask the question of, let's pretend for a minute that it did. How would you behave differently? Because very often a person's really embarrassed when they come to find out something they did really hurt you, or they're really ashamed and they don't want to talk about it, so they go into denial. What would you say about
also,
that?
And before I even answer that, I do want to say that sometimes it's something that's been for quite a while. It's many, many years, and they really don't remember it. But whether they remember or not, it's more important that you run through the scenario so that you get your feelings out and they understand where your feelings come from so they can change in the future and they understand what's important to you. So we could just, you know, we could stay on the head of a pin with whether they remember or they don't remember, but what's more important is how are they going to approach it in the future and how are you going to approach it in the future. Therefore, sharing it, even if you do it with, well, you know, what if it did happen? You know, kind of that, let's just assume for a moment that it did, or that
you've
was my perception. Yeah, it was my perception, maybe I was wrong, but how could we have done it different so I didn't even have to have the perception?
Because also remember, very often, what you remember happening may or may not have actually happened the way you thought it did. And so there may be a story that's somewhere in between the two of you.
It's kind of like when people see a car accident, mm-hmm. and everybody has a different opinion, and they're absolutely 100% right, but it was from a different angle. They didn't hear it quite the same. They didn't see it quite the same. It doesn't mean it didn't happen. It did. And so if you want your partner to be more in line with you, they still have to understand what your perception was, even if they're not agreeing that it was that way, so that you can change it in the future.
Right. And again, very often it's helpful if you preface this by saying, you may or may not even remember this, but it's something that's been very painful for me for many, many years, and I want to get closer to you. That's why I'm sharing this with you.
Right.
That can soften that stage a little bit so that the person is much more likely to say, oh, so you're sharing it with me not to accuse me. Because I'm going to tell you, your best inner caveman comes out when someone shows up at your cave door with a club. Nobody likes to get clubbed at the cave door. And your first reaction is to club back and defend yourself.
Right. So actually, George made another comment here, which I think we're already talking about, which is, what if they do remember, but then they don't see any reason to apologize? Sometimes what we're talking about is not about making it right or wrong, but how to make it a better communication in the future. Because right or wrong doesn't make people happy, but having a better communication so that you don't have to fall into the trap again makes all the difference.
And sometimes we think an apology is going to make it better, and we have this magic thing that I'm a little on the fence with called closure. It doesn't always happen like that. Because where the other person is now, listen, if this happened 10 years ago, like we were talking about, where your partner's head was 10 years ago and how wise they were 10 years ago, how close they were to you 10 years ago, how much they knew how well to respond in life, is totally different than
okay,
how
Dr. Wolfe,
that person shows up.
Well,
today.
What about? Okay, but what about if it's only 6 months ago?
Well,
do we still
ago,
need an apology, or do we need it? Do we need to be talking about the actions to be different in the future?
I think with an ADHD person and an ADHD relationship, sometimes the apologies get so weighted because either one partner feels like they're apologizing all the time and the other partner's getting away with things and never having to apologize because they're always right. So you know,
that's what I'm saying. Is it about the apology or is it about creating a different approach for the future because now you understand something differently?
Right, and I guarantee you your partner will set you up to experience that same situation the next day. Or certainly within the next week or the next month, because they're going to test you to see if you actually listen to what they said.
Right.
So you're going to get it either way, George. But thank you so much. Those are really, really great, great quality questions.
They are. And again, if people want to sort of continue this discussion, you know, please put it up on our Facebook page, and we're going to endeavor to be much more social, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to become the Twitterati.
No, the Facebook-rati.
I know, it didn't rhyme. That's why I didn't say it. I was trying to say Facebook-rati, but Twitterati was better, so it flew out of my mouth.
We're just going to try to be more responsive to our community as they participate with us.
Right.
Best as we can.
Right, exactly. And less holding back from things we don't know that we can do so well.
Right.
Well, again, we want
Alrighty.
To thank everyone for joining us on the
yes.
call. We'll be sending you an invitation about next week's presentation, and we know how to find us. And as always, live well, love well, laugh well, and thrive with your ADHD, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Enjoy. Bye.